Benjamin Coleman. It's 4 o'clock on a Tuesday. That means it's time for Sports Talk Live. Sports Talk Live is brought to you this time each and every week on Tuesdays and on Thursdays by our friends at People's Bank, who also bring you Where's Moolah each and every week. Here are your hosts for Sports Talk Live is Jason Spiegel and Ronnie Barnes.
Thanks, Jay, and welcome everyone to the Tuesday edition of Sports Talk Live. Ronnie, a beautiful day for a change.
A gorgeous day, Jason, and hey, and welcome back to Coleman County.
Oh, yeah.
And congratulations on your 30th wedding anniversary, and you went down to the beach and stayed 3 or 4 days.
Yeah, luckily didn't get any rain. It was cloudy and 74, 75, so just right for me.
Well, you're the lucky one.
Yeah, it did rain at night, late at night, and pre-dawn hours
when that
about
count.
The only person awake was me. Knocked the electricity off one morning for about 2 minutes, like that. But a great trip. Nobody down there but us.
Oh, man. Yeah. Is that not being able to get out on the beach and there's nobody you can see in either direction? I tell you what, it just doesn't get any better than that.
It was great, and I thought about you, Ronnie.
Yeah, I thought about you, too.
And it wasn't good thoughts,
I was thinking, either.
This is what he gets for going off to Jamaica and leaving me here.
Oh, okay, yeah. Now, how many times have you been to Jamaica?
Only twice.
Oh, okay.
So
that's one more than
only one up on me. You go one more time and we'll be even.
I don't think I'm going to go back to Jamaica.
Are you not? You didn't like Jamaica, Mom?
Yeah. We did, but we kind of like, as much as we like what we did, we kind of like just going to, you know, an island. I tell you what we enjoy is going to the outer islands of the Bahamas and just renting a house there. I've probably told you this before. We were there, I guess, 2 or 3 years ago. At one of the outer islands, and we saw three people all week on
the
beach.
Three people.
Yeah.
Wow.
Never saw a set of footprints in the sand unless they were ours.
My. You're going to have to fill me in on that.
I will. I can hook you up if you ever want to go make that trip.
Yeah, I would like to do that.
It is something else.
I've done the Jamaica scene. I've done the Mexico scene.
Yeah.
Won't be back in Mexico. If I'm back in Mexico, I will be in jail.
You made a mistake and went across the border to the wrong place. Is that what you're telling me?
Let me put a password in here. Hey, if anybody's got an ideal for an island.
just give out your password.
Yeah. Who wouldn't make any difference?
Yeah,
it's a Crimson Tide. Believe it or not, my password is Crimson Tide.
Yeah.
So,
now you've got to change it.
It's just for my computer. Anything else, you'll be in trouble. So I've done that years ago because I figured the kids, it's back when they were little.
Yeah.
I figured they will never guess if I put Crimson Tide as a password. So
I bet did they guess it?
No.
Really?
No, they were.
Well, I thought I knew Brittany wouldn't, but I thought Tyler might get it.
No chance Brittany is listening now.
Oh, no.
So you may be in trouble.
Well, that's nothing new.
If anybody has done the island scene, island hopping, you might say. Give us a call today and let us know where you've been and
we'd love to know your experience.
Yeah, because I'd like to go somewhere different. We go to the beach all the time.
That's right. The number is 256-737-9951. If you've been to any of the Caribbean islands, give us a call. Give us a report on whether you enjoy the trip and whether you do it again, and maybe give us some information. So, but we went to the outer islands of the Bahamas, Jason. It was called El Uthra.
El Uthra.
El Uthra. That was the name of the island. The airport at El Uthra was about a 60 by 30 block building. That was the airport.
Now, I've been there in Amsterdam,
Okay. It is kind of along kind of along the same lines, you know. It's kind of odd that, you know, 3 or 4 or 5 hours earlier you were in the Atlanta airport, and then all of a sudden, of course, you go from Atlanta to Nassau, and then you catch a little jumper plane that carries about 9 people.
Yeah, don't you like those?
Oh, yeah. I sat down. It's one of those planes where you got to stay bent over because you can't stand up on it. You got, you know, about 5 seats on one side and 5 on the other. So, we caught a jumper plane in Nassau and then had about a 20-minute flight over to El Uthra. But I sat down on the plane, Jason, and my little window, you know, was just a little bitty kind of like a porthole on a cruise ship.
Yeah.
They had it secured in there with duct tape.
Oh, me.
In a plane.
Yeah. In a plane, it was duct tape around the window.
You know, Ronnie, I watch this TV show every now and then called Air Disaster.
Yeah.
I could see an episode coming out of it.
I know, Karen, she was a little bit leery. Yeah, so what have you got us into?
Speaking of really awesome trips, let me jump in here for just a second. All right.
Yeah.
I took a cruise. This is my first cruise back in probably 07. Had a great time. One of the first shore excursions was at the Cayman Islands, and that where everybody hides their money. Yeah,
yeah.
And then I find this interesting place on the island called Hell. You ever been to Hell?
No, not literally.
Don't plan on it.
Basically, it's like a dormant volcano, and Hell's got its own post office.
Really?
And of course, I came back from Hell with a T-shirt that said, "I've been to Hell." All I got was this T-shirt.
I had to mail something from there.
I got news for you, Jay. At the end of time, you ain't going to get no T-shirt.
I hope I'm not going to hell either, right?
Well, yeah, exactly.
Now, my second cruise, and I'm ready to go on another one, by the way, but my second cruise was about 2 or 3 years ago, and one of the vendors that we buy from decided that they would have a real great opportunity if they did a trade show on a cruise ship. And I remember what a good time on a cruise I had, you know, the last time. So I thought, yeah, we'll sign up on this. And really, it was a great idea. You got a bunch of techies on a boat.
Oh.
You don't have a cell phone unless you're going to pay like $9 a minute on it. You don't have any internet. So, of course, you have to pay attention because you're on the cruise.
You have nothing else to do.
But that was one of it was, I think it was the Norwegian Cruise Lines. Oh. And, I mean, we had a great shore excursion. Girlfriend went with me, Melissa. We jumped on jet skis, rode all over this. I mean, it was just a great time.
Wow.
Now, Jay, I've got to ask you, Jay, and I'm not referring to you because I know you, but I don't know some of these people. When you said techie, now, am I right envisioning this is pretty much a boatload of people running around that's a lot smarter than they need to be?
Yes, and, most likely.
Yeah, and I kind of envision them like the people off Revenge of the Nerds, you know?
Not quite that bad.
Oh, okay.
And, I mean, because it was a cruise ship, most of them had their significant others or their wives with them, and a couple of them had their kids. So,
oh, okay.
That sort of leveled the playing field a little bit, if you know what I mean.
Wondering about that.
So it's in between that and Animal House, somewhere in the middle?
Well, I have never been to a trade show that sponsored more drinking based on the vendors. I mean, every night we had the private lounge to just go.
Well, I guess I figure the more you drink, the more you buy,
general non-business trip, you got the free drinking from the captain's reception or whatever when you first go on. That's just kind of what you're with a little bit. This,
right.
You know, you didn't know if the drinking caused your ship to, you know, sort of list back and forth, or if the ship was actually listing back and forth. You didn't know.
It made you sick either way.
Good times.
Yeah.
All right, get on to something a little more important.
What's more important than vacation in the Caribbean?
Absolutely.
But while we're talking about vacation, Ronnie, let's let everyone know that we're going to be taking a vacation. We're going to wrap up Sports Talk Live.
I've heard about this, and I wish all of my vacations were this long.
Yeah, that's true.
We're going to wrap up Sports Talk Live. 1 week from today will be our last show until probably middle of July, 1st of August, somewhere in there. We'll let you know on Facebook. But the reason Ronnie and I talked with Jay about it this afternoon, and basically there's not a whole lot going on. Once high school baseball wraps up, not a lot locally going on, and really not a lot across the nation unless you want to
unless you're a big Major League Baseball fan.
And in our area, we don't have that many huge Major League Baseball fans, and so due to time restraints and
at least
things,
not the hosts of this show.
That's right. It'd be hard for us to talk.
Be honest with them, Jason.
It'd be hard to talk for us talk 2 hours about.
Doubt about it.
I mean, we could get some people to come do it.
There's still grass to be mowed and lakes to be seen.
It's summertime, you know. We got vacation too. We're just like a kid.
And we will be reminding you between now and then, but we will be back. Like it or not, we'll be back. And we'll be picking up with football.
Jason, we bring the old Spotted Cow. Think she'll live through the summer.
I'm
she's
sure
die,
Pickle Bank will join us, the old Spotted Cow. And Cindy is probably already thinking She needs to get another win in. But
she wasn't
going to
play. She couldn't play anymore.
She can't play till Christmas. She
that's what I thought.
She's not playing again at Christmas.
So, you know, there you go.
So, a short vacation. We'll be back somewhere between mid-July and the first part of August, and we'll hit it wide open and go in college football again. It'll be here before you know it, too.
And you, as you said, you will put it on Facebook.
Right.
And
it will be on Facebook, on all three of the if you had a Facebook, we'd say all four.
Yeah.
But it'll be on my personal Facebook. It'll be on Sports Talk Live and then Live 95's Facebook page.
Yeah. And Jay might let us come in and do a promo and commercial and when we're going to start back.
If you seriously go into withdrawals and you can't get by without your Sports Talk Live fix, all of the old episodes are online. So you can go and start from, and I've actually done this. I went back and listened to the first show. It wasn't that bad, guys. Yeah. It's like you've been doing this a while. But you can do that, too.
Hey, and Jay, I talked to you. We're going to talk business here over the air so everybody else can hear it, but talk to you about this before, and I'm still going to do it. Maybe we can come up sometime between now and then with a best of and get some of our, it won't be the most informative section
we don't want it to be,
but some of the lives we've had and some of the goofy things that's happened, and try to put that together for a short show for people to listen to. So
just like the the guy in Birmingham, you know, that falsely accused of having surgery. And
that one, I could listen to that one.
I know, that's funny. That is funny.
We
stuff.
Might even tell that one again today. So. All right, Ronnie, what we got going on locally first?
Hey, local
about
5
minutes.
Local sports is going on, Jason, and there's not a lot for most everybody. Baseball season is over, and wow, what about, you know, we talked about all the weather, all the rain. I do not remember, and you've lived here your whole life. I haven't. I don't ever remember since I've been here since 1989 that we had a varsity baseball tournament that was canceled due to so much rain that they couldn't get it in. I don't remember that.
I don't
either. If anybody, you know, does remember, they could, you know, certainly let us know. But I don't know of one. So baseball is basically over, except for Coleman, who is still in the baseball playoffs, and Hanceville High School, who beat Winston County. I think that was at the end of the week last week. So they maybe have already played again or about to play. So those are the only two baseball teams that were still in it. Softball, that's still going on. It's done a little bit differently from the Athletic Association than baseball is. So the softball games we got going on is Fairview at J.B. Pennington, Hanceville at Good Hope, Southeastern at St. Bernard. You know where Southeastern? Have you ever heard of Southeastern High School?
I've heard of it, but I have no idea than it's Southeast.
It's the southeastern part of Blount County. That's where it is. Southeastern's in Blount County.
I have no idea. I pictured it down around Dothan.
I figured
somewhere
you did.
In that area.
No, it's in Blount County. It's in
County, and it's named Southeastern.
Yeah.
All right.
That's right. Southeastern is playing at St. Bernard, and West Point is at Lawrence County. That, again, is softball. We've got a little bit of soccer going on. Gunnersville's at St. Bernard. That's the boys. And Westbrook Christian at St. Bernard, and that's girls. So those are all the local sports that's going on today.
And that gives you an idea of why we're going to be taking a break, because before long we won't even have
We won't have any. We won't have any local.
But I remember you calling that out, and the list would go on.
Oh, yeah, especially, you know, when it was football season, you know, and then basketball. Both.
Volleyball,
absolutely, volleyball. So, you know, it's like everything else. Sports are winding down with the high schools, as the high schools are winding down as well. I think there's probably about, maybe 5 weeks of school left, 4 to 5 weeks, like that.
I heard today that there is 4 Mondays left in the school year.
4 Mondays.
4
okay.
Mondays left in the school year.
Okay, so I wasn't aware of that. So
don't know if that's right, but that's what I heard
that's
anyway.
What you heard. We claim it.
Today, Ronnie, let's go ahead and get this out. What we're going to be talking about, we'll go over Alabama numbers from their A-Day game, the Auburn numbers, Auburn finally naming a starting quarterback.
What a surprise.
I'm telling you.
Guy came out of the
– Vegas lost their shirt.
Oh, didn't they, though? I mean, just completely came out of the woodwork and won that starting quarterback job at Auburn.
How do you go, Ronnie, from not knowing if you're going to start? They have no idea, according to Gus Malzahn, who's going to start. And as soon as he's named starting quarterback, there's I've already heard two different sources saying he is an outside Heisman candidate.
But he didn't know if he was going to be the starter or not.
Didn't know if he was
going to
start. So.
Yeah, it's just like didn't they send Jeremy Johnson out to do some interview or a media segment at some point in time a little bit early? I mean, way before the spring game. I think they did, and then, but you know, they were saying that we don't know who the quarterback is going to be yet. Now in Tuscaloosa, when you say you don't know who the quarterback is going to be yet, you don't know who the quarterback is going to be yet.
And we'll talk about it more, but that
doesn't necessarily mean it's a bad thing.
Yeah, Nick Saban had to be feeling a little sick at his stomach after the quarterback play Saturday.
Yeah, so. It wasn't outstanding.
Ooh, wow. All right, 419 coming up on 420. Sports Talk Live. We'll be right back with you to talk a little Alabama and Auburn football.
Got to invite everybody to stay tuned. You know, Live 95, we've got our big event coming up from our one-year anniversary birthday, and it's called the Battle of the Bands. Just got the band's book, just got the promo done, and going to be airing it right now. So stay tuned for that.
Coleman. Live 95 turned 1 year old back on April 7th. And to celebrate, here is the announcement you've all been waiting for. The schedule for the first annual Live 95 Battle of the Bands. Come join us at Grumpy's Down Under in the basement of Grumpy's Italian Grill next to the Coleman Civic Center on Saturday, May the 2nd. Coleman bands have stepped up to the challenge, and we have a full roster of performers. It will all kick off with the band Caliber at 12 noon, followed by Crystal Hillis at 2 p.m. Then see Jimmy Reeves do an hour acoustic set at 4 p.m., followed by Jenny DeShiznet at 5. Start the evening off with Jimmy Sanders at 6 p.m., stay for Hide Nor Hair at 8 p.m., and wrap it all up with Studio Runaways at 10 p.m. The audio for the event will be professionally managed by local production company Baker Productions. Live 95 will still take requests to perform as backups in case a book band cancels. So go ahead and send those requests to perform to studio@live95coleman.com or on our Facebook page. Live 95 will be taking donations at the event, and you can vote for any of the bands performing by donating to their tip jar. If you can't make the show, no problem. Donate online using PayPal from the Live 95 website and make your vote count. All donations will be split evenly between the performer and the radio station. The entire event will be broadcast live on Live 95, and each band will receive promotional airtime on Live 95 just for participating in the event. Happy birthday to us! And here's to another year of providing Coleman with a unique blend of music. Come and meet us Saturday, May 2nd at Grumpy's Down Under in the basement of Grumpy's Italian Grill next to the Coleman Civic Center.
In the ARN News Center, I'm Angie Norvell. Auburn University gets its largest donation ever. John and Rosemary Brown committing $57 million to Auburn to fund a new Performing Arts Center and Student Achievement Center in the Engineering College. Officials say the gift's the largest ever received by the school in its 160-year history. The Browns are both 1957 graduates of Auburn. Brown, a CEO of a medical device maker, Stryker Corporation, and his wife taught mathematics for nearly 30 years. Police say two students received minor injuries after they were struck by a car in a crosswalk in front of Athens High School this morning. The driver of the car, Jose Antonio Perez, told cops the sun was in his eyes and he couldn't see the crossing students, police citing Perez for driving without a license. The Tuscaloosa Rotary Honor Flight takes place May 6th, the sixth flight for the group that takes veterans to Washington, D.C. to see the monuments in honor of their service to this nation. Some spots are still available. I'm Angie Norvell. This is the Alabama Radio Network. Huntsville police questioning two teens for what turned out to be a hoax that prompted a huge law enforcement response to an apartment complex. Police going to the scene after a report of a stabbing, a person being tied up, and a bomb at Colonial Grand Apartments. WAFF reports none of it was true, and the teens had been left unsupervised at the complex. A man facing a DUI charge after colliding with a state trooper's patrol car. Authorities say 25-year-old John Parrish of Fultondale hit the cruiser while troopers were directing traffic around a construction zone at Highway 31 and Interstate 65. Parrish apparently escaped injury. He's in the Jefferson County Jail. A transportation headache for the next few months for motorists in Clanton. ALDOT conducting a road widening project through the Chilton County City at the intersection of Highways 31 and 22. The roadway shut down for the work to make it easier for trucks to get through. That roadway so narrow, some trucks have clipped utility poles trying to negotiate the turn. The road widening effort expected to take 4 to 6 months to complete. I'm Ian Gene Orfeld. This is ARN. In money news, no word from Alabama state health officials of any illnesses linked to the nationwide recall of products produced by the Texas-based company Bluebell Creameries. Stores are being cleared of ice cream and other products manufactured by the firm over concerns they may be tainted with listeria. The CDC confirms at least 10 people in 4 states have been sickened by the bacteria and 3 people died in Kansas. Bluebell does have a plant in Sylacauga. GameStop stores in Birmingham and New York City to roll out a new program beginning Saturday. These locations will sell and accept a range of older model systems and gaming accessories dating back to those old Nintendo systems. If the program goes well in Birmingham and in New York, the company will offer it at their other stores around the nation. Domestic airfares going down. Many airlines dropping their ticket rates by $2 compared to last summer. Travelers to Europe can save as much as $50 on their tickets compared to last year's prices. Gas prices in Alabama 7 cents higher than they were at this time last week to an average of $2.25 a gallon. I'm Angie Norvell. This is the Alabama Radio Network.
Back with you, 4:24 on a sunny Tuesday afternoon after rain and running. I'm going to have to paint Emma red if I don't get that grass.
I got my mowed Saturday while you were, laid back in.
Why didn't you come to the house?
You didn't ask me.
If I had asked you would have sure been there.
Yeah, I'd have mowed it. You got to ride more?
Man, yeah, I've got a zero turn.
Okay.
I mean, it'll get it. So
a zero turn, you can go in a hurry. It'll take just long. It doesn't take long to mow with that.
Have you ever used one?
Man, I used to use it up at the school all the time.
I'm going to tell you, if you hadn't come over and try mine out, you might want to buy one.
I can drive that thing like a...
Now, I know this is a sports show, but now my education of watching King of the Hill tells me mowing is a sport.
That's right.
Don't they have, lawnmower races or something somewhere?
When you're on a zero turn, everything is an obstacle course.
Oh, yeah.
Because you are wide open.
Yeah.
Dodging trees and shrubs. There's no better way to mow than on a zero turn, that's for sure.
It is a different ball game.
Absolutely. Yep.
All right, speaking of ball games, let's go to Auburn first.
You going to talk about Auburn?
Yes, let's talk about Auburn with Stone Jeremy Johnson.
All right, let's do it.
Auburn won Saturday, 24-14.
Hey, they're starting out 1-0 then.
Yeah, which tells you, to me, running, I've heard a lot of comments from others about it, totally different than last year's game. I think Will Muschamp has already been felt a 24-14 game, and I don't think it says...
Tell me now, did Auburn lose their 8-day game last year?
They might as well have.
They might as well have. The way that, that's right. They might as well have.
A crowd of 62,143 reported, and I've heard that was a
pretty good crowd.
Inflated number.
I think the
bottom was not hardly full.
Yeah.
Basically, nobody sitting in the upper deck, but... Anyway, they report a crowd of 62,000, makes 200,000 people in the past 3 years have been to Auburn's A-Day game, which is a huge, huge
increase
over what it used to be. So.
And I don't have this, and I know you don't either, but I'm going to ask, do you know what Alabama's has been the last 3 years?
I would imagine they were, if not sold out, I would imagine they were close.
Well, now let me say this, and we'll get on Alabama later. I did hear, I didn't look it up, but this year was the lowest turnout for an 8-day game since Saban had been there.
Haven't you heard? I mean, it's required to go to the Alabama 8-day game, or Saban will get on to you.
That's it. That's right. Now I don't know what the numbers were, Jason. I mean, it may still there may still have been 75,000. Yeah. I don't know, but it was the lowest number.
I don't know if it's last season or the season before, but there was people actually scalping tickets to the 8-day game.
And people buying them?
Yeah, people buying tickets.
There's a lot of ignorant people.
Oh, I'm telling you. And I've been to an 8-day game at Auburn. And
did you go out there and buy a ticket?
No. It was a freebie at that time. So
wait a minute. Tell me that again.
There was people, Alabama, I think it was season before this past one, their 8-day game, there was such a demand for tickets to the 8-day game that there was people scalping tickets. tickets but outside the stadium.
Okay. So you're telling me it's free?
No. I'm not sure about Alabama. I think Auburn was $5.
Oh, okay. I thought it was free, and I'm thinking, how are you scalping it? I mean, you.
Yeah, well, which if it was free, they'd still scalp it.
Yeah, but you talk about turning a profit.
Yeah. You can't beat that.
Hey, anything, you know, any amount you sell it for.
Well, I'm sure they wouldn't sell it, you know, probably $5 or $10.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
Still.
Scalping spring game
that
ticket.
Tells you what kind of demand for Alabama.
What else does that tell you?
A lot of dumb people.
Somebody needs a life.
Yeah, we love football.
Yeah.
But if you see me paying,
yeah.
In fact, I'll just say if you see me going to another 8A game,
yeah.
You'll know something's cracked. Now, I know a lot of people enjoy it, and more power to you. If I enjoyed it, I would be there with bells on, but it's just something
everybody has different interests. But I personally couldn't ever myself see paying to go to a spring game.
And First of all, my nephew Chris.
It's not really even a game.
No. My nephew Chris goes to it, but I think he goes mainly for the after the game.
You
get to see the players, get some
autographs, go down on the field,
and he lets his son go down, and I think he enjoys that more than the game.
Yeah, I got that.
On to the game, Sean White, backup quarterback now, we can say that, of Auburn, behind Jeremy Johnson, had a day, not quite what Johnson did, but actually better passing numbers, Ronnie. He, I think, and I have lost. Here it is.
Okay.
Sean White, 15 of 19 for 109 yards. 15 of 19, pretty accurate.
Pretty good percentage.
Jeremy Johnson, who will be Auburn's starter, 14 of 22 for 252 yards and two touchdowns.
Now, Jason, is he a sophomore or a redshirt freshman?
Which one?
Johnson.
Johnson is a junior.
He's a junior.
Yeah.
Okay. And the Wilson kid is... younger.
Yeah, White is a red shirt freshman. So
okay, so he's.
But I think he was a red shirt freshman last year. So I think he'll be a sophomore.
Okay. So he may be having an opportunity to play in a couple of years.
Yeah, I think he will be the man after Johnson.
Okay, let me ask you this. This is way getting way ahead. If Johnson is everything that people says he is, will he be one and done at Auburn?
I don't think so, but who knows? I don't know. We'll see. Is Gus willing to air it out? That'll be the question. You know.
Why would he not?
Yeah, right. But
if he's got a guy that can sling it,
he always says his offense is based around the running game.
Everything feeds
off the running game. So
I got, and I agree with that. I mean, and if you look statistically at what he's done. I mean, they run the ball the vast majority of the time. But, boy, if you can complement that with a guy who can really throw the football,
you
make life miserable.
Auburn has some receivers, and with Johnson at quarterback.
They sure do.
It's going to be dangerous. Yeah. If Auburn's offense is half what we think it is, they'll be okay. If it is what we think it's going to be, then Auburn could be in for a special year if their defense – improves any at all.
Yeah.
Receiving, Myron Burton, 7 catches for 124 yards. That's a name you're going to hear all year.
Okay.
Marcus Davis, 5 catches for 30 yards. And Duke Williams, only 2 catches, 45 yards. And
he probably didn't play much.
Yeah, I'm sure he didn't risk the knee. Ricardo Lewis, 3 catches for 64 yards. Ricardo Lewis... probably be Auburn's deep threat this year. So.
Is Duke Williams not an absolute specimen?
Yes.
I mean, if he's not an NFL receiver right now, there is not one.
I'm actually surprised he is back at Auburn.
I was shocked. I thought he would go, and I thought Sammy Coates, was it Sammy? Sam would stay.
Yeah.
But, you know, what do I know?
One more thing on the Auburn game, and then we'll move on. Not a lot to talk about. But in the crowd Saturday for the Auburn game was Tommy Tuberville, wearing an Auburn cap, sitting in the stands. Now, people think, what is Tommy Tuberville doing back at Auburn? His son, Tucker Tuberville, had 3 carries for 31 yards, including a 22-yard run. He completed 1 of his 2 passes, but it lost 3 yards.
So he's a quarterback?
Yeah, he's a walk-on quarterback. So,
I'm sure everybody was.
Your daddy used to be the coach.
Yeah, I'm sure everybody was excited to see Tommy Tucker go back.
Wearing his Auburn cap.
I think probably most Auburn people were happy when Tuberville left the Plains.
Oh, yeah, no doubt about it. No doubt about
of course it.
He done some good for Auburn.
He did.
Glad to see him go.
He did some good things, but when Nick Saban, and I don't want to throw off, but when he rolled into Tuscaloosa, Tuberville, it was time to load his bus and fill it up with fuel because he is out of town.
Oh, yeah.
But, hey, let me ask you this, Jason. Auburn has a good year. They're going to be improved defensively, you would assume. However, no one play devil's advocate. If you're playing basically the same personnel on defense that you played last year, do you really expect a big change?
No, but I don't think they're going to play in the same personnel.
Yeah, that's just why I'm just throwing that out. Just asking you.
What's the end to all defensive worlds, the number one prospect in the nation. What was his name? I can't believe I forgot it.
Hmm. Is it Byron?
Yep. Byron Coward.
Coward. Very good. I got the first and got Coward. The last. Yeah, and either one that was sitting there holding a doll.
Yeah, holding the
chucky doll. That's what you want to hang your hat on.
Hey, but it's better than him sitting there with his hand around a girl's neck.
You got that right.
All right, we'll be right back with a tad more on Auburn than over to Alabama. 435 Sports Talk Live, 95.5 Coleman.
You're listening to Live 95 WRJM LP Coleman. The following is a community announcement from Live 95, Coleman's independent radio. Wes Hampton is coming to town. He's going to be performing a concert at St. John's Evangelical Protestant Church. The concert will take place on May the 3rd. Doors will open at 5:30. The concert begins at 6. The concert will be taking place at the Christ Hall, again at St. John's Evangelical Protestant Church, 512 2nd Avenue Southeast in Coleman, 256-734-0344. Ask for Karen for more information. Tickets are $10 apiece. They are available at OF Rectors and Sons and at St. John's Church office. Proceeds from the event go to St. John's Church Ministries. This has been a community announcement from Live 95. To submit your community announcement, send us an email at least 30 days before your event occurs to studio@live95coleman.com.
Hey there, Bob Baumhauer here. Last year, the Alabama State Park celebrated our 75th anniversary, but the fun really never ends. I'm happy because this year, special events and new promotions will help us reach out to those who have yet to visit a state park. In addition to providing family fun, our parks are located in some of the most beautiful parts of Alabama. So plan your next visit today, but this year, reach out and bring a friend. For more information, call 1-800-ALAPARK or go to alapark.com.
Brought to you by Alabama State Parks, the ABA, and this station.
I'm going to break the radio. We're breaking the radio station.
4:36, back with you, and I was going to look up, I was telling Ronnie during the break that a lot of stars, famous people, or whatever you want to call them, for some reason showed up at Auburn for the A-Day game Saturday. I can't come up with a name, so I'm going to skip that. And
wasn't that important.
No, it wasn't that important.
While we were on Auburn, and then Jason, we'll move and talk about Alabama in just a couple minutes. Let me ask you this. Do you think Auburn will win the West?
Boy, that is a tough, tough question.
Okay.
I'm going to say right now, Ronnie, I'm going to give them a 75% chance.
Okay.
I think, they'll win.
You feel pretty good that they're going to win it.
Yeah, I'm not going to say.
Okay. My next question is, do you think this year, this 2015-2016 season, is going to see someone from the West and the East in the championship game and be undefeated?
No.
I agree. I don't think there's a team that will go undefeated in either division.
I don't either.
And on top of that, I believe the Western Division is going to be stronger than it was last year.
Oh, that'll hurt. That'll hurt. Which
I think it will.
The West ended up. I'm not going to say what comes to my mind.
Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about. They did not maintain or sustain the hype when it came bowl season time.
No, sure didn't. And the East, Ronnie, Tennessee getting a lot of attention. Georgia, of course, going to be a contender.
Yeah.
Who knows about Florida, where they're going to be.
Absolutely. I saw one of their players and just glanced, you may have seen it, was arrested for, I think, robbery or something just the other day. So,
boy, I'm telling you.
One of their better players, I believe. So, But that's just that was my question. What I was wondering is, you know, do you think Auburn wins the West, and do you think they go undefeated to get, you know, to the conference championship game?
I will say 95% chance that Auburn or Alabama one will win it.
You think so?
I think the West will be in the state once again, and okay. I think the SEC will be in the state once again.
I agree. Who would be, and I know I'm probably putting you on the spot, out of the West, which team do you think, if it's not Alabama and Auburn, who's your dark horse? Do you have one there, or you need to think about it? If you do, we'll move on.
My dark horse, I guess, just by default, would be LSU.
That's exactly right. That's exactly what I was thinking, LSU.
And they're supposed to be much improved this year.
Much
so we'll
improved.
See.
Have a new defense.
The Mad Hatter could be on the old Mad Hot seat.
Yes, he could. Yeah. I think he needs to win about, you know, 9 games or so. And I mean, he's won tons of games, Jason.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, my gosh.
But what have you done for
me
lately?
That's right. What have you done for me lately? You know, has a new defensive coordinator, Kevin Steele, you know, came over from Alabama. Maybe that's going to be a great hire. We'll just have to wait and see.
And Ronnie,
I'm not sold
one more
on that.
Thing on Auburn, and then we'll swap it over to Alabama. This year, I think for the first time, which is usually a bad sign for Auburn, I'll go ahead and say that up front.
Yeah.
But for the first time, I can't remember, it's been so long. I'm hearing more people, more of the analysts, picking Auburn to win the West than has picked Alabama to win the West.
Really?
Which is not a good sign for Auburn, because every time they have been picked to finish high, they usually just lay an egg.
Yeah.
So.
Well, you know, they've got a lot of they've got several returning people coming back. They're supposedly having, you know, their quarterback is supposed to be, you know, all that in a box of chocolates, as people say, and Muschamp coming over. You know, there's just a lot of hype there, and you know, it won't take long to determine whether you know that's going to be reality or if it's a fluke.
The air could be let out of the balloon their first game.
That's right.
Louisville over at the Georgia Dome.
That's right.
So.
Louisville is certainly no slouch. I mean, they are a good football program, have been for several years. Hey, talking about Alabama's A-Day game, Jason, just some people here or some players that people might not have heard of that had a good A-Day game. I guess it's A-Day there, too.
Yeah.
Even though folks may have not heard of him. There's a kid by the name of Dakota Ball. He is a tight end. Certainly, he's not an O.J., you know, Howard, who is, in my mind, you know, as good as any in the conference. Certainly, a NFL prospect there at tight end. But Dakota Ball had a great spring. He used to be a defensive lineman, and they have moved him to tight end. So that's a name. These are just some names that you may not have heard of, some of them, but you might look out for next year that they, you know, play an impact. Two other names. I want to get your opinion, too. You know, the quarterback play, you know, we can read however we want to into that. Was it impressive by either Jacob Coker or the other kid who got the majority of the playing time was David Cornwell. Who has been coming off of a knee injury, who is one of those, you know, 4 or 5-star recruits that they just, you know, seem to.
Now, who is the kid from California that's supposed
to
be?
That's Blake Barnett.
Where does he stand?
He's on down the depth. I think he only threw a couple of passes or something like that. But, you know, he's the most touted quarterback probably that they have there right now. You would think in time, you know, if these recruiting people, and sometimes, you know, they're accurate, and you know as well as I do, sometimes those 5 stars turn out to just be absolute flops. But, you know, somewhere down the road, you know, he may be behind center there. Not necessarily this year.
The rumor, and then this is just purely rumor right now, but Alabama could be adding another quarterback. Have you heard the rumor?
Who is it?
I'll give you a hint. Ohio State.
Yes, Braxton Miller.
Right.
I heard that too. I don't think that's...
Boy, if he did, you talking about changing the game.
Absolutely. Now, you know, there's a...
Now, if Nick Saban wants to throw a scholarship...
Now, there's where you throw it.
Yeah, you throw that scholarship in a hurry.
I think you throw that one more than you throw the one at Coker.
Oh, yeah.
You know, but, I had heard a little bit about, you know, the talk, whether there's any, you know, validity to that at all is yet to be determined, but...
And why wouldn't there be, though? If you're Braxton Miller, why would you stay at Ohio State?
Well, does he know whether he's going to be the starter or not?
No. He can't unless he's been told behind closed doors, and I can't see him start.
Who do you think it'll be?
I don't have any idea.
I mean, do you start the Jones that, you know,
draw names out of a hat?
That, you know, play the playoff, the two playoff games, or you play the Barnett? Is it Barnett?
Yeah, I think it's Barnett.
Barnett, who basically led him the whole season?
I don't know.
I don't know. He may go from three quarterbacks to one.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. I'm just throwing that out. Well, two of them will.
Sometimes you have too many stars.
Absolutely. There's not enough footballs to go around.
Right.
But you're right. If Braxton Miller, you know, if the opportunity was there for Alabama to get him, you better believe it. You better jump all over Braxton Miller. I mean, he's a Heisman Trophy caliber of player. And speaking of Heisman Trophy, is the talk not already mentioned about Johnson, Auburn's quarterback?
Yeah.
Did you not say
already,
that a while ago?
Yeah, he's already being mentioned as
Is that not a little bit presumptuous?
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Yeah, there's no doubt about it.
I mean,
he has never started. Well, he did start one game.
Yeah. I mean, how many passes has he thrown total in his college career?
I don't 50? Know, but I'll look that up.
Maybe 50? I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe not even that many.
Now, he does have all the tools, and from what we've seen of him so far, he is the. Yeah.
Well, they say Coker's got all the tools, too.
Yeah.
But. You know? But.
I don't know if he knows how to use them.
Yeah, exactly right. But, you know, as we was talking about the A-Day game, Jason there in Tuscaloosa, was the quarterback play outstanding? No. Did anybody separate themselves from the other, you know, possible guys? No. Was it the numbers mediocre at best? Yes. Coker was, you know, about 50% on his completion, something like that. But I think he threw one or two picks.
They don't have how many interceptions was it? Six.
Six.
That's what I was thinking.
Six
interceptions.
Yeah, but you know, so but I didn't see the spring game, so you know, I don't know what all goes into that. And you know as well as I do what the spring game means. Really?
Oh yeah.
Nothing for the most part. But you know, it's certainly you'd rather your kids play well as not play well. I got that. But, hey, case in point, Blake Sims last year at spring game was awful, Jason. And came back and worked over the summer, and I don't think there's anybody in the state of Alabama that would have thought he would have produced as well as he did, you know, for the entire season. So maybe, you know, whoever the next quarterback of Alabama is, whether it be Coker or whether it be Cornwell, maybe they will have the same thing to happen to them this summer and come out and perform well in the fall. We'll see.
Let me give you this on Jeremy Johnson, and then we'll finish up Alabama. Jeremy Johnson, 2013, he was 29 of 41 for 70.7%, 422 yards through the air for an average of 10.3. He threw for six touchdowns, a touchdown of 67 yards, and he was picked off two times. He had a rating of 195.7. 2014, he was 28 of 37 for 75.7%, 436 yards for 11.8 average, three touchdowns, no interceptions. So add all that up, and I don't know what you got, 7... 57 of 78.
Okay. He threw more than I thought. I said roughly 50, so.
His rushing last year, Ronnie, get this.
Negative.
Four attempts for -7 yards.
Yeah. So his wheels are not his tool.
No.
But, you know, there's so much hype. With those numbers, he is potentially a Heisman Trophy, at least someone to talk about.
You know what
about.
I think they're looking at?
Yeah.
They're looking at 6'5", 230
pounds. That's
right. And they're seeing flashes of Cam Newton.
That's right. That's right. And I don't know. That's a big shoes to fill
right
there.
I don't see especially not year one, yeah. he's going to be a Cam Newton.
Exactly.
Cam Newton was a freak.
Yeah, I agree. Hey, let me give you a couple of a few other names here from Alabama that that people may not have heard of. This next one people will have heard of on special teams. I know you're going to know who this guy's name is. The talk is he has made tremendous progress on the not only playing special teams but playing linebacker in the regular defense, and that is a Reuben Foster. So, folks, you may...
Reuben Foster.
Reuben Foster.
He's not the sharpest knife in the set.
But he will light you up on special teams. He has had a really good spring, and look for him to be out there maybe on a more consistent basis with Kirby Smart's defense. Another player you may not have heard of, Robert Foster, wide receiver.
Is that Reuben's brother?
No. He is from the state of Florida. He was, in 2013, he was the number two recruited receiver in the country. Robert Foster had six catches during the A-Day game for 125 yards. Look out for Robert Foster. Ronnie Harrison is another one. Defensive back, one of these studs that they recruit as a secondary. He was a four-star from Tallahassee. Played well during the spring game. Also had an interception. He returned for 31 yards. So Robin Harrison is another name that you may need to listen for. A couple of these other names you have already heard of. Derrick Henry. I don't know that he had a phenomenal – well, I know he did not have a phenomenal sophomore year. Maybe it's just that, you know, sophomore jinx that we all, you know, we hear people talking about. Even though, you know, he carried the ball, you know, for a lot of yards and did a lot of good things. But I don't think, well, honestly, he probably didn't fulfill what people like me thought he would do.
Yeah,
you know?
I agree. He was a letdown last year.
Yeah, and whether the coaches feel that way or not would probably be completely different. But look for him to certainly have to carry the load this year with T.J. Yeldon being gone. The guy is 6'3", 240 pounds.
What happens if he goes down? I heard him discussing that on the radio.
That's right. You know, they had a stable, you know, of running backs. But, you know, really all they have now, they've got Derrick Henry. And, you know, Kenyon Drake is coming back off of that nasty, you know, ankle break what it was during the Ole Miss game. Now, he played a little bit in the spring game, but they had a black jersey on him, which meant you couldn't hit him. So, you know, they say he's coming along nicely. His speed is back. But we'll see, you know, you still haven't performed in a game.
Right.
And that's going to be the telltale sign. So, really, you got, as we said, Derrick Henry, Kenyon Drake, and then Bo Scarborough, which is a running back they had, has blown a knee out, so take him out of the picture. And then the number two prospect from the state of Kentucky, Damian Harris, is also there. And that's really the main three that they've got because, you know, they kicked Jones off the team, and then Tenpenny transferred.
Tenpenny.
Tenpenny.
Old Ninepenny's brother.
That's right. That's exactly right. Tenpenny, you know, had transferred out. So they are extremely thin at running back.
Very unusual.
Exactly. Very, very unusual. They usually have a stable of those guys. But, you know, maybe Kenyon Drake, maybe he will be completely healthy. And maybe, you know, Damian Harris, a true freshman, he may have to come on and play some as well. And then, of course, you know, there's Derrick Henry. But you let one or two of those guys go down with injuries, and you know as well as I do, at some point they're going to.
Oh, yeah.
And it may just be, you know, maybe an ankle or something like that, but they're going to miss some time.
Running backs take some abuse.
Yes, they do. So, boy, their stable is very, very, you know, very thin. They can put all those horses in one stall.
Yeah.
You know, because they just don't have many. A couple of other names, Jason. I know we've got to go to a break here before long. You will remember this name, Marlon Humphrey. Who was an outstanding player here in the state of Alabama at Hoover High School. That is Bobby Humphrey's son, Marlon Humphrey, who had a great spring. Another one of those kids that was recruited for the defensive secondary. So those are just a few of the names that you may want to look out for this fall in Tuscaloosa. And certainly they need all of the help they can get in the defensive secondary.
Oh, yeah.
Because
yeah,
let's just admit, that. They, putting it nicely, they were less than respectable.
And I think Alabama will. I think the secondary will be much improved this year. And they have to be. They can't be a whole lot worse.
No, they just weren't very good. They got better, but they were not very good earlier through at least mid-season.
And it was deep.
Yes.
They could not defend a deep
pass. It's just like playing in a backyard. Just roam around and sling a ball down the field, and sure enough, you'll catch it, you know, the vast majority of the time. Right. So these young kids that was there last year, you know, as freshmen, you know, from that, again, from those top recruiting classes, those kids ought to be getting some playing time this year. So, you know, you would think the stable is not at all bare in Tuscaloosa, because they just keep churning out, you know, the number one recruiting classes. But that's all well and good, but you got to get it done on Saturday
for that
to mean anything.
That's
so
it. You know, you don't get many wins just because you have a five-star.
No, recruit. You don't get to run out there and you'll have five stars on your back. You know, they don't let you play that way. So, you know.
Talk we'll about see. Five stars, and you mentioned Bobby Humphrey's son. What's your thoughts? And I think I know what you'll say, but I'm going to ask you anyway. We got about 5 minutes to discuss this. Is it bloodline, or is it work, or a combination? Or, I mean, does Bobby Humphrey's kid have an advantage because he's got it in his bloodline?
Yeah.
I think so, too. Yeah. I think.
Now, is that, could you say that's the predominant factor? You might could argue and say yes. I believe it's. However, you can have all the bloodline you want, but if you aren't willing to dedicate yourself to spending time, getting better, working, right, and honing your skills, then just that bloodline alone is not, it's not going to get you where you ultimately want to be. Now, it might get you a college scholarship, okay, just because of the bloodline. But it's going to take more than just the bloodline to get you on the field and be productive at a D1 school.
Right.
So it takes
like
both.
Like the old saying, you can't take a mule win the Kentucky Derby.
That's right, exactly right.
But you can get the best thoroughbred there is out there.
Right.
And if you don't train that horse and that horse don't work at racing,
right,
he's not going to win the race either.
That's right. So, but yeah, absolutely. It goes hand in hand. You got to have, you know, you got to have both. If I had a choice of having Bobby Humphrey's son on my team or not having Bobby Humphrey's son on my team, I'm going to take him without ever seeing him because he's Bobby Humphrey's son.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you got to bet on the bloodline.
Absolutely, just like in horse racing.
But it won't carry you all the way. And while we're going to a break, I think we've talked about this before. I'm going to look it up of how many players make it from high school into college. And then how many college players make it from college into the NFL or the NBA?
Yeah, the percentage of that is...
You have a better chance of winning the lottery.
Absolutely. I think is it not less than, say, 1%?
Yeah, I'm thinking it is. We talked about it not too long ago, but we'll go over that
again. So basically
again.
What that means is, if you're in high school, get your education.
Right.
If you're in college, get your education.
Yeah, because a lot of disappointed people out there now that thought they were going to be playing in the NBA
and
or the NFL.
Millions.
And they're out here working a 9-to-5 job whatever.
Working for somebody else.
That's it.
Yeah.
All right, time for a break. We'll be right back. A little more Alabama football, and we're going to try something once again. We're going to call an unknown number and see if they can answer a question for a prize. We'll be right back. Sports Talk Live, 95.5, Tuesday afternoon.
Hey, Coleman. Live 95 turned 1 year old back on April 7th. And to celebrate, here is the announcement you've all been waiting for. The schedule for the first annual Live 95 Battle of the Bands. Come join us at Grumpy's Down Under in the basement of Grumpy's Italian Grill next to the Coleman Civic Center on Saturday, May the 2nd. Coleman bands have stepped up to the challenge, and we have a full roster of performers. It will all kick off with the band Caliber at 12 noon, followed by Crystal Hillis at 2 p.m. Then see Jimmy Reeves do an hour acoustic set at 4 p.m. followed by Jenny DeShiznet at 5. Start the evening off with Jimmy Sanders at 6 p.m. Stay for Hide Nor Hair at 8 p.m. and wrap it all up with Studio Runaways at 10 p.m. The audio for the event will be professionally managed by local production company Baker Productions. Live 95 will still take requests to perform as backups in case a book band cancels. So go ahead and send those requests to perform to studio@live95coleman.com or on our Facebook page. Live 95 will be taking donations at the event, and you can vote for any of the bands performing by donating to their tip jar. If you can't make the show, no problem. Donate online using PayPal from the Live 95 website and make your vote count. All donations will be split evenly between the performer and the radio station. The entire event will be broadcast live on Live 95, and each band will receive promotional airtime on Live 95 just for participating in the event. Happy birthday to us, and here's to another year of providing Coleman with a unique blend of music. Come and meet us Saturday, May 2nd at Grumpy's Down Under in the basement of Grumpy's Italian Grill next to the Coleman Civic Center.
In the ARN News Center, I'm Angie Norvell. In South Huntsville, a woman allegedly shoots her ex-husband, then a cop shoots her because she doesn't put down her gun. The woman living in her mother's home says the man broke into the rear of the house armed with a gun, came toward her and didn't drop his own weapon, so she shot him. When police demanded she drop her weapon, she turned toward them with the gun in her hand, at least one officer opening fire. The woman's condition non-life-threatening, the man's condition is life-threatening. Authorities looking for who's responsible for a deadly hit and run near Bessemer. 56-year-old Daniel Bird hit while trying to cross a roadway. Authorities looking for a white minivan with front-end damage. Two men, including the former police chief of Hammondville, facing first-degree insurance fraud charges in DeKalb County. Ex-Chief Thomas Fuller and Glenn Fuller taken into custody. Authorities say the arrest stemmed from a house fire in October at a residence that both men had lived in Valleyhead. Two suspects are not related. I'm Angie Norvell. This is the Alabama Radio Network. Jury selection today in the trial of a youth evangelist, Matt Pitt. The judge asking the DA's office to provide a list of all those who have honorary badges from the Jefferson County Sheriff's Office. Pitt is accused of impersonating a law enforcement officer with that office. Now he's serving probation for a similar charge in Shelby County, which his attorney, Nikki Bonner, says will be inadmissible in this trial.
It's a win for us because we knew that the state was trying to try Mr. Pitt on something that happened in Shelby County. That's not the case here. This is Jefferson County, what happened in Jefferson County on June the 15th of 2013. Not what happened in Shelby County some years back.
Opening arguments getting underway tomorrow. A 12-year-old Jefferson County boy facing charges of making a terrorist threat arrested in connection with two bomb threats made against Centerpoint Middle School. The threats emailed warning bombs would go off within an hour and that the school should be evacuated. Authorities say the student even made cell phone videos of himself emailing the threats. I'm Angie Norvell. This is ARN.
Well, my husband is a retired sergeant from the Air Force.
Well, he was in the Army for 14 years and an MP.
23 million veterans, they're heroes who need our help.
Well, I'm here because my daughter has had her third surgery for cancer.
We've had some difficulties, so we're here quite some time. We're going on to 3 weeks.
When our heroes' families need help, they turn to Fisher House.
We learned about the Fisher House through the doctor, and we were so grateful because who has 3 weeks to be able to come and stay at a hotel?
Fisher House is a safe, free place to stay for families of wounded warriors and veterans receiving treatment at VA and military medical centers.
Fisher House is not only a home away from home, it was like family away from family.
Thank you, Fisher House.
Thank you, Fisher House.
Helping military and veterans families. Fisher House at fisherhouse.org. Sometimes having family close by is a hero's best medicine.
In money news, today marks 5 years since the BP oil well ruptured in the Gulf of Mexico, killing 11 workers and spewing oil for some 87 days into the Gulf waters. At the time of the explosion, a moratorium on drilling was put in place, but the Obama administration lifted that moratorium just weeks after the Macondo well was capped. Now more oil rigs are in the Gulf, going from 35 to 48, drilling at deeper and at greater depths. Tar balls from the 2010 oil spill can still be found along Gulf Coast shores. Governor Bentley says it will be long. lawmakers who close state parks and slash other state services if they fail to approve new revenue for the budget. The governor speaking at Guntersville State Park today. He's on a tour to rally support for his proposed $541 million tax hike. Some 15 state parks could close due to budget cuts. And the Oak Mountain Spring State Fair gets underway Thursday in Pelham. Carnival rides, exotic animals, magic acts, and more. I'm Angie Norvell. This is the Alabama Radio Network.
Hey, welcome to Sports Talk Live here at 5:03 in the afternoon on Covens Independent Radio Station. A beautiful day outside, sunshine, not too breezy, and it's just nice being able to see some blue skies. So maybe we can do a little bit of fishing or a little golfing. Or
that is a welcome change.
Absolutely.
All I can say about
yeah.
that.
Maybe we can get a little bit of that again tomorrow. I think it's supposed to be a pretty nice day tomorrow, too. So
nice day for cutting grass.
That's right. Get some goats.
Yeah. I wish I had some goats.
Go down to Lacuna Lake, Kathy, down at Lake and get her some goats. Put them in that home.
Yeah.
Bring them back home.
get some chickens while she's
That's
down
right.
there.
That's right. Some socks and pork skins.
Old McDonald's farm.
There you go. There. It's what you need. They'll clean out that underbrush out in the woods.
That's what I've always heard, but I'm afraid the coyotes would get them.
Well, maybe.
We're eat up with coyotes.
Oh. Get you a mule, old donkey. They won't.
He wouldn't
be
down Derby.
He don't have to. Coach will not come around him.
Are you telling me one?
I'm serious. How many times do you drive by a pasture full of cows? Do you see a donkey in there with them ever? If you ever notice, there'll be a donkey in the pasture with those cows.
Hmm.
Those coyotes will not mess
why
with
is
them.
Why that?
Because that donkey would kill them.
Oh, I won't do that.
I promise.
Have to look that up.
Look
I'm
it up.
Google that.
Hey,
speaking of mowing, do I hear the guy mowing like right
yep.
now through your microphone?
Yep, that's right. I promise that is the truth. Ask.
Okay, Jay.
You call a farmer and ask him.
We'll ask the next person we call right here.
We'll call a random farmer.
Jay, give us a random number. Give a call to a random number. We don't care if it's even in the county or where it's at.
Okay.
And we're going to ask them
be careful what the number is now.
What's the trivia question, Randy?
I don't know. You want them to win?
Yeah. How about?
I don't even know what number that was. I just dialed some number.
Oh, okay.
It's all right.
Is it 256?
I guarantee you won't get an answer.
It's local.
Okay.
Folks, we're calling an unknown number to ask a trivia question for a prize.
This is Karen. I can't get your call right now.
Let me leave her a message, Jeff.
I'll be glad to call you back. Thank you.
Stay on the line to leave a message after
this is
the
tone. Nice
high tech, yeah.
Hang up or press the pound key for further options.
Karen, this is Jason Spiegel. My co-host is Ronnie Barnes. We are calling a number trying to give away a trivia prize. If you could answer one question for us. I'm not going to give you the question, but if you'll call us back here at the radio station, the number 256-737-99. What? Ronnie's telling me something in the background.
9951.
9951. I had the number, but you were giving me another.
I'm sorry.
Anyway,
call before 6.
That number again, 256-737-9951. Your chance to win a prize.
And what radio station are you on and what program is this?
RJM Sports Talk Live. Thank you. All right, we'll see if we get a call back.
She's going to call, but she's going to call the city police. That's what she's going to call.
And I left our names.
Yeah, you sure did.
Yeah, it's 506, so if that was a business, you're probably out of luck. You want to try another one?
Try one more.
Let's give her a little more. Try one more.
We got some t-shirts to give away.
Okay, all right, let's see. Y'all hum the Jeopardy theme or something.
Oh, no, you don't want any of that.
Yeah. They sure wouldn't want to.
This is called when there's not a lot going on in the sports world. Fill in with anything you
That's
can.
It.
I feel like we've been through this before.
What are we about? 0-10?
Yeah, somebody's got to answer.
Our percentage.
Jay, if the next one don't get an answer, call my cell phone. This is called dead air.
Dead air.
We can't win for losing.
I thought I dialed a number. Maybe I did.
Try another number, Jay.
Hey, what about the NBA, Ronnie, in the meantime? How are we standing on the NBA?
They're playing.
Yeah, they're playing.
They're in the playoffs. Memphis, I got all that information to give you.
Oh, you got it?
Yes, I do.
Memphis is winning, right?
Memphis,
the only team I'm keeping up with.
Memphis won their first game, as well as the Hawks. Atlanta Hawks.
I don't care about the Hawks. Some reason, I'm just not a big Hawk or Falcon fan.
Oh, okay.
That was a lot of ringing.
Hello?
Yes, this is Jason Spiegel, my co-host Ronnie Barnes. We are with Sports Talk Live 95.5 here in Coleman, WRJM.
Yes, sir.
And want to know if you could answer one trivia question. We just dialed your number at random. We're going to give you one trivia question. If you can answer it, we'll be glad to mail you a Sports Talk Live t-shirt.
Okay.
And it's going to be an easy question. We want to give t-shirts away. So.
Okay.
Who is the head
coach? He already won a prize for having a number in service.
Right. Who is the head football coach at either the University of Alabama or the University of Auburn? Just give me one.
Nick Saban.
Nick Saban, you got
it. That's got to be an Alabama fan.
Are you an Alabama or Auburn fan?
Truly, I'm an Auburn fan.
Oh my gosh. Oh, man.
I hear you. I have to put up with Ronnie here all the time. He's an Alabama fan, but I bleed blue and orange. So.
Yeah. He always has his Auburn hat on. So.
Hey, if you don't mind, what's your name and what part of town are you in?
My name is John McWhorter, and I live in Vimont.
Live in Vimont. Well, my kids went to Vimont, and Ronnie was actually the principal at Vimont.
And now I have to ask, have you ever heard of Live 95 or Sports Talk Live?
I have.
Well, there you go.
There we go.
Free t-shirt.
Okay, if you will stay online, Jay, we'll get your information, t-shirt size and mailing address, and we'll get that in the mail too.
You can even tell me what number I dialed because I don't have a clue.
Hey, thanks for answering the question.
Hey, thanks for playing.
Hang on just a second.
Thank you.
All right. We gave away a t-shirt.
Just sit at home.
What about that?
And answer the phone.
Absolutely. We're on a roll.
All right, Ronnie.
We may need to play again.
Yeah, we'll do it again before we get off the air today. So, I've got several T-shirts I need to give away.
Yeah, you do.
Come out with a new design for next year.
Yeah. Hey, I want to read something to you, Jason. Has absolutely nothing to do with sports. Okay. This is not a sports. This is kind of an out in left field segment.
I like out in left field.
Let me give you this one. And my son was telling me about this one yesterday, and I didn't believe it. Have you ever heard in Amarillo, Texas, they have the restaurant, the Big Texan? You ever heard that?
Never heard of it.
Okay. There's a restaurant in Amarillo, Texas called the Big Texan. If you, in a certain time frame, if you can eat a 72-ounce steak and the trimmings, then you get it free.
Right.
Okay. You know, and some of the other restaurants around, I think a Valmonte's in Gunnersville used to do it.
My brother done that in Florida.
Okay.
And actually made it.
So. Okay. Get this one. This is a woman. Just a regular.
I've heard
did
this.
You hear about
yes.
that?
But go ahead.
She ate three of the full 72-ounce steak meals within an hour. Three 72 ounces.
How many pounds is that?
Well, I don't know. We'll get Jay to figure it out.
That's like already making me have an upset stomach.
That would be 4.5 pounds each.
Yeah.
So she ate 13.5 pounds.
In an hour. And the salad and the baked potato that goes along with it.
And if I'm, 200, if I'm wrong.
200, yeah, you're right.
Small woman.
Yeah,
too.
She's got a picture of her. She's just a small, you know, just a small lady. At 216 ounces and around 13 pounds with the sides there. She ate three of those in less than an hour.
I don't see how that is even humanly
possible. I don't either. But he was telling me about it, and I thought, I don't believe that. But it's, you know, apparently it's in the news anyway.
I think, Ronnie, she is said to weigh like 125 pounds.
That looks about right. I mean, she's just a...
Yeah. What kind of choppers has she got? What I want to know.
I don't know.
How do you grind up a steak, 72 ounces, three of them, in an hour's time?
Well, she said, I mean, if you see the picture of her, I mean, she's got a set
of choppers.
She's got to, because, I mean, they've got her hands up. It's like she's got that steak in her hands, and she's just gnawing on it like corn on a cob. she had to grind her teeth down. I mean, she's got to have some dental work done.
Now, I wonder what the weight, you know, the...
13 pounds, Jason.
What would the weight be of the hot dogs when they have the hot dog contest?
Yeah.
They eat, you know, 70, 80 hot dogs in us. I don't think it would weigh 13 pounds.
I don't either. I mean, but on the flip side of that, okay, you go, somebody comes in here and they bring us 13 pounds of meat and the sides, and they say, if you eat that, we'll give it to you. What would even possess either one of us to try that?
Oh, yeah, not me. My brother eat that one. I think it was 64 ounces, and he said he was sick for 2 or 3 days.
After. I mean, 72 ounces. You take the largest dinner plate you got, and you're not going to hold that 72 ounces.
No. And I know some people, because this is what I first thought.
Well, don't you know she probably paid for that?
Yeah, she probably made herself sick, but she didn't. She ate all that without having to make herself throw up.
Yes.
And
she didn't.
More,
yeah, so. Exactly. Yeah. She wasn't a what do you call it, beans?
What if she had weighed in, and she weighed in at 125, and then somebody weighed her an hour later, and she weighed 138?
Yeah. Or she weighed about 162. I don't know, but he was telling me about that in Amarillo, Texas, at the Big Texan. Just a small lady ate three of them, 216 ounces or 13 pounds.
Now, here's the thought. If she ate 13 pounds, would she automatically gain 13 pounds? I mean, if she didn't make a bathroom trip, let's say.
If she didn't, she's going to explode.
Would she gain 13 pounds?
Well, she ate 13. I mean, if she consumed it, it looks to me like she'd have to gain it.
You would think.
Maybe that's maybe that's not the case.
We need a doctor.
I wonder how much. Let's say we're at the zoo, and there's a cage with a leopard or a bobcat
or a tiger.
And you throw 13 pounds of meat in there. Would every one of those cats eat that at one sitting, or would they say, I just can't eat now. I'll come back and get it later.
I don't know on a cat.
A lynx.
I've got a
lynx is a smaller.
I've got a lab at home that would weigh less than that woman, but he could eat that 13 pounds in one sitting.
Okay.
He could probably eat it in one bite. I mean, he don't chew.
Yeah.
It's just an automatic swap.
Just inhales. It's mind-boggling to me.
She's not from the state of Florida.
No,
she probably was from born Texas. There or something.
She's probably she's driven through Florida. She drove from Florida to get there. No, she's probably, it doesn't say, but she's probably from Texas. But, you know, I'm just wondering if, you know, any kind of wild animal would eat that in one sitting.
Hey, Ronnie, we got about 5 minutes until break. And so that brings me, we're going to look up, since we don't have anything basically going on, not a lot to talk about.
Oh, we got the NBA after we come back from break.
All right. We're going to throw in a little out in left field news coming up. It's been a while since we've done it.
I just gave you one, but I can give you another one.
Yeah, you're going to get another one.
Okay.
At 5:20, out in left field, a segment we haven't done in a long time.
Long time.
And neither one of us has studied up.
That's right.
So we'll find
something.
Just be off
the cuff.
Yeah, and I would like at some point to replay the man in Birmingham who had an amputation.
Yes. Yeah,
That turned out a little bad.
And didn't know about it.
Yeah, and
forgot
ended
about
up
it.
He didn't even have an amputation.
That's right.
So,
yeah, he should have had a lobotomy, I guess.
Yeah, he had a lot of whatever
he had. He got some issues. All right, so we'll do that when we come back from a break.
Jay, if you can take us to a break a few minutes early, we'll come back with out in left field, and then on to the NBA where it's always out in left field. We'll be back. Sports Talk Live, 95.5, Coleman.
Hey, Coleman. Live 95 turned 1 year old back on April 7th. And to celebrate, here is the announcement you've all been waiting for. The schedule for the first annual Live 95 Battle of the Bands. Come join us at Grumpy's Down Under in the basement of Grumpy's Italian Grill next to the Coleman Civic Center on Saturday, May the 2nd. Coleman bands have stepped up to the challenge, and we have a full roster of performers.
It will all kick off with the band Caliber at 12 noon, followed by Crystal Hillis at 2 p.m. Then see Jimmy Reeves do an hour acoustic set at 4 p.m., followed by Jenny DeShiznet at 5. Start the evening off with Jimmy Sanders at 6 p.m., stay for Hide Nor Hair at 8 p.m., and wrap it all up with Studio Runaways at 10 p.m. The audio for the event will be professionally managed by local production company Baker Productions. Live 95 will still take requests to perform as backups in case a book band cancels. So go ahead and send those requests to perform to studio at live95coleman.com or on our Facebook page. Live 95 will be taking donations at the event, and you can vote for any of the bands performing by donating to their tip jar. If you can't make the show, no problem. Donate online using PayPal from the Live 95 website and make your vote count. All donations will be split evenly between the performer and the radio station. The entire event will be broadcast live on Live 95, and each band will receive promotional airtime on Live 95 just for participating in the event. Happy birthday to us, and here's to another year of providing Coleman with a unique blend of music. Come and meet us Saturday, May 2nd at Grumpy's Down Under in the basement of Grumpy's Italian Grill next to the Coleman Civic Center.
The following is a community announcement from Live 95, Coleman's independent radio. Wes Hampton is coming to town. He's going to be performing a concert at St. John's Evangelical Protestant Church. The concert will take place on May the 3rd. Doors will open at 5:30. The concert begins at 6. The concert will be taking place at the Christ Hall, again at St. John's Evangelical Protestant Church, 512 2nd Avenue Southeast in Coleman. 256-734-0344. Ask for Karen for more information. Tickets are $10 apiece. They are available at OF Rectors and Sons and at St. John's Church office. Proceeds from the event go to St. John's Church Ministries. This has been a community announcement from Live 95. To submit your community announcement, send us an email at least 30 days before your event occurs to studio at live95coleman.com.
Hey there, Bob Baumhauer here. Last year, the Alabama State Park celebrated our 75th anniversary, but the fun really never ends. I'm happy because this year, special events and new promotions will help us reach out to those who have yet to visit a state park. In addition to providing family fun, our parks are located in some of the most beautiful parts of Alabama. So plan your next visit today, but this year, reach out and bring a friend. For more information, call 1-800-ALAPARK or go to alapark.com.
Brought to you by Alabama State Parks, the ABA, and this station.
Some memories.
Yes,
it's like
it does.
One of the very first audio edits I tried I say that especially. Tried to do.
Yeah. That's the
it is
months
out in left field time again.
That's it.
And I'm telling you, Ronnie, there's still no shortage.
Nothing has changed. And you know, the nuts are still among us.
Oh, yeah.
And there's plenty of them.
I'm telling you, you can go on here once a week, and it's amazing how many new stories there is yeah. out in left field.
Yeah.
My first story, the headlines today, Ronnie, coming from where else but the state of Florida.
That's it.
I mean, you talking about some nutcases there in Florida.
Hey, that's where they all go to populate.
Here's the headline. A Florida cop says, "The crack is not for me, it's for my wife." Okay. A Florida police officer arrested on suspicion of purchasing cocaine reported telling arresting officers, "The crack is not for me, it's for my wife." He was arrested after Miami-Dade cops witnessed him allegedly purchasing drugs in a Walgreens parking lot Thursday afternoon. When the suspect drove off, officers pulled him over. Now, he's made some crucial mistakes.
Yes, he
has.
First of all, he's married to a crackhead. Yeah.
And he's turning her in. So
that's right.
Was he on duty? I just have to know. Yeah.
No, it doesn't say, but it wouldn't.
We'll say off duty.
Let's say on duty. It sounds better.
Okay. Sounds even more unbelievable. Yeah.
I just got to use it my last drug stop.
And I do know this. And this is a true story. Know the person this happened to. He actually was employed at Spiegel Contracting at one point, but he was pulled over. He had been drinking one night. He was pulled over by a. I think he lived in Ohio at that point, but he was
working
over.
For you and driving back and forth to Ohio.
He moved down here.
That's a dedicated worker right there.
But he was pulled over, and the officer asked him, said, "Have you been drinking?" He said, "No, sir." He said, "I know better than that." Said, "I can smell it." He said, "No, you can't. You can't smell vodka." So anyway, this crack cocaine is not for this police officer. It is for his wife.
Well, that tells you who wears the pants in that family.
Oh, yeah.
You know, there you are, a police officer, you know, and your wife tells you, you know, "John, I got to have some crack.
You'll give me some crack.
And I want it today." Or I'm fixing to throw down the gauntlet to you.
John didn't make it back.
John didn't make it.
All right, Ronnie, what do you got?
Hey, I got one here. This is from out of the country. This is in the UK. And this is, this would be one that Jason... or Jay and Melissa could talk about sometimes on their political show. The title of the article, "Woman on Welfare Wants Taxpayers to Pay for a Dream Wedding and Honeymoon."
Oh, imagine that.
Imagine that.
Because that's our responsibility.
And
sure.
It was here.
Yeah, you're right.
President Obama would make sure that was covered under something.
This is an unemployed.
He would make that legislation between the 17th and 18th holes. Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
That's right. He would make that. That would be a.
He writes laws, right?
That's right.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway,
he would make that. What is it that he uses his pen?
His pen and his phone.
Yeah.
Executive
decision to pay this woman's. He'd probably do it anyway.
I'm going
to
walk outside and scream now.
Yeah.
Even with her in the UK, he might still pay for it.
Hey, if he can find a way, I mean, I'm sure.
That's right.
Sure he will.
Yeah, and the first three words will clue you in here. An unemployed woman,
imagine that.
Has had her heart set on a fairy tale church wedding and believes the taxpayer should foot the bill, as is her basic human right to be a bride. Anna Broom in Kent.
Anna Broom? She's going to be a bride?
I think she's perfectly situated for
a broom. Anna Broom.
Picturing a witch in a broom in a flight.
Has not worked since the age of 19, during which time she's claimed more than, I guess, 100,000 pounds in benefits. Not pounds in weight, but pounds in benefit.
Not pounds of steak, apparently.
That's right. The 33-year-old now wants an extra $10,000 to fund her dream traditional English wedding and party in a castle. Miss Brown is desperate for a church ceremony, designer dress, horse and carriage, and champagne for her 50 guests, and she wants the taxpayers to stump up a future 2,000 pounds for her honeymoon, where she hopes to jet off to Mexico. And what do you think about that?
I think she deserves it. I think that...
She's been alive 33 years. Yes. She deserves the government to pay for her.
She, honestly...
Yeah.
Ronnie, and you're going to think I'm kidding when I say this.
Yeah.
She deserves that as much as people deserve to get more income tax back than they pay.
Amen to that one. Yes, it does.
If we can give people back more money than they pay, yeah, we can pay for this woman's wedding.
Yeah. Well, I'll say this. Maybe I shouldn't. I don't know why she hadn't worked since she was 19, but she's taken in enough money that she's been eating good.
Minimum wage wasn't enough money for her, Ronnie.
She's not a small woman.
No.
She declared she needed a job that paid better than minimum wage. That's probably what it was.
Absolutely. So there you are. There's one crazy story. It's out of the state of Florida. Woman on welfare wants taxpayers to pay for a dream wedding and her honeymoon.
Ronnie, I'm going back, and I promise I'm not trying to do this, but I'm going back to the state of Florida.
Okay.
This is actually the two that I pulled up, both of them.
Well, 75% of what we pull up comes from the state of Florida.
Once again, it involves the police.
Yeah, and it involves alcohol or drugs.
I haven't got that far into it yet.
Gotcha, okay.
John Arthur Benedict, allegedly. John Arthur Benedict allegedly pretends he's a cop and pulls over detectives. He's no true detective, Howard.
He's just impersonating an officer. And he pulls over an officer?
Florida man, age 69. You'd think he was old enough not to be playing cops and robbers anymore. But
he's probably 12 in his mind.
He was arrested Saturday after cops say he told them, then pulled them over. And it was, this makes me feel better. It was a pair of undercover officers.
So how did he bother to pull them over? With like a high power flashlight or something?
People would buy the lights and sit them up on their dash, and impersonate officers.
You can still
officers
buy those lights.
Can you?
Oh, okay. Yeah. You see them in catalogs. Yeah. And
so he just picked
it does say
two wrong guys
yeah,
to pull
he
over.
Used a he pulled over a white unmarked SUV.
Yeah.
That Benedict later claimed he saw speeding. So
citizens arrest. Citizens arrest.
I would almost believe that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Police said that the fake cop drove a Crown Victoria with a strobe lights and a police
strobe light
emblem on it.
Is that light from a disco dance?
Yeah. Now, I did do this. I'll tell you one more story. I did do this, speaking of doing something like that. Bruce Parker and I were at an Auburn football game.
Yeah.
And at that time, I was driving a little S10 truck, so it didn't match what I'd done. But anyway, we got in the truck, started to leave. Traffic was bumper to bumper. And I told Bruce, just in kidding, I didn't think anything would happen. I said, watch this. And I had one of the yellow caution lights in my truck, working in construction.
Sure.
We were doing a lot of paving at that time. I set that yellow caution light up on my dash, plugged it in. It starts going around and around. People in front of me start pulling over.
And you're so, getting out there to hear you.
When
record
one
speed
would pull over, the one in front of them would pull over. And so I kid you not, we went probably half to three quarters of a mile like that, got to the red light, made our turn, and got out of there.
And you never got stopped.
No, never got stopped. Never done it again. But
it worked once, didn't it? Oh, man. Wow.
I got one more, Ronnie, but I think you've got another.
I got one right here. The title of this, I would not have believed it if I hadn't seen it. It's really beyond words. You just really need to see the picture. Man and daughter have the world's widest tongues. widest tongues.
Yeah, and people need to see this picture.
Yeah, yeah. Imagine, all you got to do is imagine a boat paddle, about 4 inches of a boat paddle sticking out of somebody's face. That's pretty much it.
They do have a slab. I'm
talking
about it is a slab of meat in
there. Hey, that looks like the steak that they might serve you, at the Big Texan. Byron, can't even pronounce his last name, 47 years old, won the jaw-dropping title for his 3.37-inch wide tongue. To put that in context, it's roughly more than 2 centimeters wider than the new iPhone 6.
Hey, I've got an iPhone 6.
Yeah, it's wider than that.
How does he get it in his mouth?
Well, I think his mouth is the majority of his head.
Wow.
Oh, man.
That is unbelievable. Folks, you got an iPhone 6. Look at that iPhone 6 and think about this man and his daughter have tongues as wide as your iPhone.
That's right.
And then hold it up to your mouth.
And we'll leave the rest.
Oh, yeah. Wow. There's a lot of things, a lot of different directions we could go right there, but we won't.
We go to a break.
Yeah. All right, got one more, and this one I've got to get in. This one, I'm going to look, see. It is actually from the state of Georgia.
Well, good.
Man shoots armadillo, bullet hits his mother-in-law.
He couldn't have planned that any better if he'd been trying, could he?
Mother's Day may be a little awkward for Larry McElroy next month, so apparently this was...
Did he kill her?
Isn't that exactly what the vice president did like a while back?
Absolutely,
I swear it was an armadillo.
Yeah.
The bullet ricocheted. The armadillo died, but the shot ricocheted off of the animal, hit a fence, went in the back door of mother-in-law's mobile home.
Good
distance
grief.
Of about 100 yards.
What did he shoot it with?
I don't know. It was not a
22.
No. Or, now my vision of this is, he slips out in the back.
Yeah.
And sees an armadillo.
Yeah.
So has to get his gun.
Yeah.
Some way the armadillo runs over toward his mother-in-law's.
That's right.
And then off into the woods.
That's
and he
right.
thinks, while I'm here.
Is she standing there in front of that door?
I might as well take care of this.
That's right. I'll eliminate this problem.
And so.
Two birds with one stone, baby.
He was actually not charged with anything. I imagine he's not visiting the in-laws.
I bet he didn't get much for Christmas.
No. All right, that wraps it up for the crazy news from around the world right on time, 5:35. We come back, we'll give away another T-shirt, call a random number. Or if you want a T-shirt, give us a call.
Yeah.
256-737-9951. Again, I'm going to remind everybody, Ronnie, 1 week from today, we'll close the program down for about 3 months. We'll be back mid-July, 1st of August. We'll let you know on Facebook, but taking a vacation. We've worked so hard,
we've got
to have a long vacation.
Well, the feds are after us, so we've got to get out of the country.
And I know Cindy's going to miss us more than anybody.
Yeah, buddy.
We'll be right back. Sports Talk Live, Tuesday afternoon. Stay with us. Going to give away some more prizes.
Hey, Coleman. Live 95 turned 1 year old back on April 7th. And to celebrate, here is the announcement you've all been waiting for. The schedule for the first annual Live 95 Battle of the Bands. Come join us at Grumpy's Down Under in the basement of Grumpy's Italian Grill next to the Coleman Civic Center on Saturday, May the 2nd. Coleman bands have stepped up to the challenge, and we have a full roster of performers. It will all kick off with the band Caliber at 12 noon, followed by Crystal Hillis at 2 p.m. Then see Jimmy Reeves do an hour acoustic set at 4 p.m., followed by Jenny DeShiznet at 5. Start the evening off with Jimmy Sanders at 6 p.m., stay for Hide Nor Hair at 8 p.m., and wrap it all up with Studio Runaways at 10 p.m. The audio for the event will be professionally managed by local production company Baker Productions. Live 95 will still take requests to perform as backups in case a book band cancels. So go ahead and send those requests to perform to studio@live95coleman.com or on our Facebook page. Live 95 will be taking donations at the event, and you can vote for any of the bands performing by donating to their tip jar. If you can't make the show, no problem. Donate online using PayPal from the Live 95 website and make your vote count. All donations will be split evenly between the performer and the radio station. The entire event will be broadcast live on Live 95, and each band will receive promotional airtime on Live 95 just for participating in the event. Happy birthday to us! And here's to another year of providing Coleman with a unique blend of music. Come and meet us Saturday, May 2nd at Grumpy's Down Under in the basement of Grumpy's Italian Grill next to the Coleman Civic Center.
In
the air in New Center, I'm Angie Norvell. Auburn University gets its largest donation ever. John and Rosemary Brown committing $57 million to Auburn to fund a new Performing Arts Center and Student Achievement Center in the Engineering College. Officials say the gift's the largest ever received by the school in its 160-year history. The Browns are both 1957 graduates of Auburn. Brown, a CEO of a medical device maker, Stryker Corporation, and his wife taught mathematics for nearly 30 years. Police say two students received minor injuries after they were struck by a car in a crosswalk in front of Athens High School this morning. The driver of the car, Jose Antonio Perez, told cops the sun was in his eyes and he couldn't see the crossing students, police citing Perez for driving without a license. The Tuscaloosa Rotary Honor Flight takes place May 6th, the sixth flight for the group that takes veterans to Washington, D.C. to see the monuments in honor of their service to this nation. Some spots are still available. I'm Angie Norvell. This is the Alabama Radio Network. Huntsville police questioning two teens for what turned out to be a hoax that prompted a huge law enforcement response to an apartment complex. Police going to the scene after a report of a stabbing, a person being tied up, and a bomb at Colonial Grand Apartments. WAFF reports none of it was true, and the teens had been left unsupervised at the complex. A man facing a DUI charge after colliding with a state trooper's patrol car. Authorities say 25-year-old John Parrish of Fultondale hit the cruiser while troopers were directing traffic around a construction zone at Highway 31 and Interstate 65. Parrish apparently escaped injury. He's in the Jefferson County Jail. A transportation headache for the next few months for motorists in Clanton. ALDOT conducting a road widening project through the Chilton County City at the intersection of Highways 31 and 22. The roadway shut down for the work to make it easier for trucks to get through. That roadway so narrow, some trucks have clipped utility poles trying to negotiate the turn. The road widening effort expected to take 4 to 6 months to complete. I'm Angie Norfell. This is ARN. In money news, no word from Alabama state health officials of any illnesses linked to the nationwide recall of products produced by the Texas-based company Bluebell Creameries. Stores are being cleared of ice cream and other products manufactured by the firm over concerns they may be tainted with listeria. The CDC confirms at least 10 people in 4 states have been sickened by the bacteria, and 3 people died in Kansas. Bluebell does have a plant in Sylacauga. GameStop stores in Birmingham and New York City to roll out a new program beginning Saturday. These locations will sell and accept a range of older model systems and gaming accessories dating back to those old Nintendo systems. If the program goes well in Birmingham and in New York, the company will offer it at their other stores around the nation. Domestic airfares going down. Many airlines dropping their ticket rates by $2 compared to last summer. Travelers to Europe can save as much as $50 on their tickets compared to last year's prices. Gas prices in Alabama 7 cents higher than they were at this time last week to an average of $2.25 a gallon. I'm Angie Norvell. This is the Alabama Radio Network.
Back with you, Sports Talk Live, winding it down, 5:42 the afternoon.
People, sun's still shining.
Oh, and people mowing grass everywhere, Randy.
Yeah, it makes you want to get home.
Oh, yeah, I can't wait to get on the lawnmower
evening. Yeah. The supper you'll get from that will be, just be unreal.
Yeah, the boss lady and the wife and the cook and everything else is at a T-ball game right now. Oh. So I imagine we will get something brought in the door.
Okay.
So. All right, I think Jay has got
If you're a little lazy and you don't like, you know, slaving over the grill and you're just kind of cruising through town on a Saturday, find you one of those little T-ball games and go visit the concession stand. That's some good, easy food to get.
Yeah, it is that.
Yeah, it's good. Cole Park and Rec has a pretty good menu over at Heritage Park.
And it's not bad either. Usually you'll get out cheaper than going through, fast food somewhere, so.
All right, Jay's got a couple of numbers. Going to give another random number a call, see if we can get another winner before we close the day out, and then it's on to NBA action.
It'll be just a moment.
Ronnie, I'll tell you how much NBA I've watched.
Zero. You don't
need... I might, when it gets down to four, I might watch it.
Okay.
Number... Yes, this is Jason Spiegel, co-host Ronnie Barnes, Sports Talk Live 95.5 here in Coleman. Wondering if you would be interested in answering a trivia question for a Sports Talk Live t-shirt.
No, I'm good.
You don't want to even take a stab at it?
Nah.
All right. Hey, we'll pass it on. Thanks anyway.
Thanks.
Now, How often would you get that?
Denied.
I have no idea who this is, but it don't take a rocket scientist.
What if you said for $10?
Yeah, he probably would have jumped on it.
No, I don't think he would have done it because he thought somewhere down the line, we're going to charge him for something.
Yeah. Yeah.
Either he's going to have a $50 mailing fee or something.
I tell you what, when we come back in the file, we'll save that number.
Yeah. We're trying it again here. This will probably be his brother. This will be the last chance. I don't think we're going to get an answer.
That's ambulance service.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you're out of luck.
All right.
All right. We tried.
We tried.
And we've left a message for, I think it was Karen. Is that right?
Yeah.
Now, back
Karen,
to the guy
if you're listening,
who turned
you might
down,
want to check your voicemail when you get back to work tomorrow.
Yeah.
Back to the guy that just turned down the T-shirt.
Yeah.
I was going to ask him who won the college football national championship.
Yeah.
And he's going to get a free T-shirt.
Yeah.
He was afraid he might get it wrong.
Well, you know, and he didn't let you finish. We're going to give you a free T-shirt, and we're going to put roll up a $100 bill in.
Right, a $100 bill in each sleeve.
Yeah, exactly so. Yeah.
All right, Ronnie, on to the NBA.
Hey, on to the NBA. We got about 15 minutes. As those of us who do watch.
Do you guys want to take some calls? Just give out the number and see if anybody wants to call in, or y'all too good for that?
Yeah, that's fine. 737-9951. Somebody give us a call. Answer a trivia question, we'll give you a shirt.
If you happen to be hearing this on Thursday, we're probably re-airing the show. So just you need to do this on Tuesday.
This is who can I talk to?
Exactly.
Except I have the controls.
Oh, man. All right, guys. NBA action. We know the playoffs started this past week. Here is what's taking place. You got the East and you got the West. We'll go over the West. I'm sorry. We'll go over the East first, Jason. Two teams, not two teams, but there's eight teams in each division.
Before you start, is the playoffs too big?
No, not in the NBA.
I think they are.
Why?
Look at the record of some of the teams playing in that playoff.
Yeah, they're.
When you call them out, can you call out the record? Do you have the record with it?
No.
If not, I'll look it up. And as you call them out, I'll give you the
record. No, I don't have that record. Okay, the first one that we will mention, the Atlanta Hawks, who are the number one seed, first time in franchise history, they are the number one seed, which means they're playing the number eight seed, which is the Brooklyn Nets. The Hawks are leading the series 1-0. They won the first game 99-92. Game two is tomorrow night. Brooklyn at Atlanta, and that will come on at 7 o'clock. I do not have the station. It's either going to be TNT or ESPN, I believe.
Okay. The Atlanta Hawks, 60-22.
Yeah, they're good. That's why they're the number one seed.
35-6 at home, 25-16 on the road. But now they're playing the Brooklyn Nets. Brooklyn Nets are 38-44. They are last.
Yeah.
And how do you get in the playoffs with a losing record?
Because you're the eighth team in the East. Let me tell you how you do it.
Unbelievable.
Here's how you do it. The Eastern Conference is not very good.
But how does wait till we get to the West?
Because you got to have there's 16, I believe, in each division. Eight's going to make the playoffs. It doesn't matter about their record. If you're one of the top eight. It doesn't matter your record. You're going to be in the playoffs.
I don't understand, though, Ronnie, how a team with a losing record in its eighth.
You're the final seed. Yeah.
Oh, it blows my mind.
The eights have beaten the ones before. We're talking NBA.
Yeah, it could happen.
It can happen. All right. That's the one versus the eight. The next matchup is the number two seeded Cleveland Cavaliers taking on the Boston Celtics. The Cleveland Cavaliers won the first game 113-100. They play tonight at 6 o'clock. And again, that's either on TNT or ESPN. Cleveland Cavaliers, Boston Celtics. Game two, best out of seven. So the first team to win four games advances on to the second round of the playoffs.
And I am trying to find them, and I let me hit this. I'm on the wrong page for them, I think. No.
Can't find it.
Just move on.
All right.
I'll come back.
The number three seed, the Chicago Bulls, are playing the number six seed, the Milwaukee Bucks, and apparently they don't like one another. They had a couple of, we wouldn't say brawls, but a couple of pushing and shoving. And
now that's my kind of game. I might watch it if I could get in a little bit of that.
Had a couple, had one thrown out, you know, that kind of thing. So the Bulls are the three seed, and the Bucks are the six seed. The Bulls lead the series 2-0. They won the first game 103-91 and then 91-82. They will play again Thursday night. It will be Chicago at Milwaukee, and that will be at 7 o'clock. That's the Bulls against the Milwaukee Bucks. Bulls up 2-0.
At the Bulls running, they are 50-32.
Yeah.
The Boston Celtics, as you called out a while ago,
earlier,
40-42.
Yeah.
Cleveland 53-29.
So. Yeah. A little under 500 with the Celtics.
Yeah, I'd say.
Much better the second half of the season.
I say if you don't make it to a winning record, just sit at home. We'll play with ever how many teams we got.
So. Yeah, but I don't believe it's just not drawn up that way. All right, next matchup, we got the number four seeded Toronto Raptors against the Washington Wizards. Again, that's four against five. The Wizards won the first game 93-86 in overtime. They also play tonight at 7 o'clock, Washington at Toronto. That'll be a good series. That's four against five.
Yeah, that's pretty tight right there. 46-36, Washington, Toronto, 49-33.
Got it. All right, that is the east side of the NBA. Now we will look at the west, which is stronger than the east. The number one seed or the matchup is number one, the Golden State Warriors, against the New Orleans Pelicans. The Warriors lead the series 2-0. They won the first game 106-99. They won the second game 97-87. Their next game will be Thursday night. Be Golden State at New Orleans, and that will be at 8:30.
New Orleans 45-37. And who did you say they're playing? That's how much
Golden State Warriors.
I'm going to have to look them up, Ronnie.
Yeah. Now, you said New Orleans' record was what?
45-37.
45-37, and they are the last team to get in the Western Conference. As I told you, the West was much stronger.
Oh, yeah. We got a losing record in the East.
Yeah.
And making the playoffs.
That's right, but you won't in the West.
All right, 5:50, we'll come back with finish out the NBA
the
and
West
finish
bracket
out our day. So you're listening to Sports Talk Live 95.5 on a sunny Tuesday edition.
Hey there, Bob Baumhauer here. Last year, the Alabama State Park celebrated our 75th anniversary, but the fun really never ends. I'm happy because this year, special events and new promotions will help us reach out to those who have yet to visit a state park. In addition to providing family fun, our parks are located in some of the most beautiful parts of Alabama. So plan your next visit today. But this year, reach out and bring a friend. For more information, call 1-800-ALAPARK or go to alapark.com.
Brought to you by Alabama State Parks, the ABA, and this station.
The following is a community announcement from Live 95, Coleman's Independent Radio. Wes Hampton is coming to town. He's going to be performing a concert at St. John's Evangelical Protestant Church. The concert will take place on May the 3rd. Doors will open at 5:30. The concert begins at 6. The concert will be taking place at the Christ Hall, again, at St. John's Evangelical Protestant Church, 512 2nd Avenue Southeast in Coleman. 256-734-0344. Ask for Karen for more information. Tickets are $10 apiece. They are available at OF Rectors and Sons and at St. John's Church office. Proceeds from the event go to St. John's Church Ministries. This has been a community announcement from Live 95. To submit your community announcement, send us an email at least 30 days before your event occurs to studio@live95coleman.com.
.551, Ronnie, it's winding down.
Winding it down.
In fact, we have only got 2 hours and 9 minutes left of Sports Talk Live until...
What do you mean by that? Why don't you tell us?
Okay, I will. July 15th to August 1st, somewhere in that neighborhood. We will kick back up with Sports Talk Live. After 1 week from today, after the Tuesday edition next week, we are going to take a vacation.
Sabbatical.
Yeah, not a lot going on around here in the sports world, and Jay's got Sea-Doos he's wanting to ride. Ronnie's got a fishing boat he's wanting to fish, and I've got a lawnmower, so that tells you something.
But as Arnold Schwarzenegger says, we'll be bop.
Oh, yeah, we'll be bop, Mom. We'll pick it back up with college football, high school football, and
volleyball.
Volleyball.
Yep.
Kind of go the same route, make a few changes, try to make some improvements, hit it again next season.
And I've said it before, but I'll say it again. If you just can't survive without Sports Talk Live, every single episode is available on demand on the website, live95coleman.com. Start with last year on the July 15th episode and just work your way through.
There you go.
That's right. And hopefully we will have a best of on air soon that you can get some laughs out
of. That's exactly right. Hey, Jason, we'll finish this up with the Western Conference of the NBA playoffs. The number two Houston Rockets playing the number seven seed Dallas Mavericks. The Rockets lead 1-0. They won the first game 118-108. They also play tonight at 8:30, Dallas at Houston.
Dallas 50-32, Houston 56-26. Now, I like those records.
All winning records. Yep. Next matchup, the number three Los Angeles Clippers against the San Antonio Spurs, who are the sixth seed. The Clippers lead that 1-0. The Clippers won the first game 107-92. They play Wednesday night, San Antonio at L.A. at 9:30. That's our time, 9:30 our time. Clippers and the Spurs. That was a good series.
Clippers 56-26, and the Spurs. Let me find them here. What are you going to guess they are, Ronnie? I've got them here now.
The Spurs. I would say they've won probably about 44 games.
55-27.
Well, they had a better record than I thought. 55-27, and they're the sixth seed. Now, if they were in the East instead of the sixth seed, they're probably going to be a two or a three. I mean, that's how different the Western Conference is from the Eastern Conference record wise.
Yeah,
it's not even close.
No, it's not.
Yep. Okay, the next matchup. The number four seed Portland Trail Blazers against the number five seed the Memphis Grizzlies. Grizzlies lead the series 1-0. They won the other night 100-86. They will also play Wednesday, Portland at Memphis, and that will be at 7:00.
Memphis 55-27, and let me find the old Portland boys. Where did they go? Ronnie, my computer not wanting to cooperate.
That's all right.
Here they are, and they disappeared on me. It's disappearing every time I try to put my but there's something.
Yeah, there's some. Well, the record's going to be basically about the same because they're the fourth. I'm sorry.
I've got it now. I've got it narrowed down. 51-31.
51-31. Okay. So there you have the NBA playoffs that's going on right now. They will be going for another probably, it depends on if games go to seven games. You know, you probably got another month of NBA basketball left yet. So that's where we are.
Yeah, they're playing right on into the summer.
They're playing on into June, I think. So there you have it. That's the first round matchups. Again, the two teams closest to us, the Atlanta Hawks, they're the number one seed. And then you got the Memphis Grizzlies, and I think they were about the number six seed. So wish them the best of luck. It would be great if both those two teams could get in the NBA Finals, but I don't think it happens for either one of them. So,
all right.
There you go.
We got about 4 minutes running, and we'll go through this again Tuesday. Possibly we won't be on the air Thursday. We'll see. But just in case, I want to thank everyone who has listened, who has called, all
absolutely,
the people who have taken time to do interviews with us, people who have supported us come out to our live event. and hopefully we'll do another one of those somewhere sometime, as we did at Grumpy's.
Sure.
Huge thanks to People's Bank for making moolah possible and making a lot of other things possible. We wouldn't be able to do the show without them. Thanks to Jay for putting up with us.
That's it.
We're not professionals by any stretch of the imagination.
Don't claim to be.
No, we have fun doing it. And without the people out there poking us every once in a while, it wouldn't be any fun.
That's right.
A lot to look forward to next year. We got one more show to do, and then we'll hit it again. Again, last reminder, if you're going to claim your prize for the college basketball bracket, your time is ending right now.
Your time is now.
So if you know my cell phone, give me a call. If you know my Facebook, send me a message. I'll let you by with that. Until next time, either Thursday or Tuesday, Ronnie, a big War Eagle.
And a big Roll Tide.
We'll see you next time, folks. You've been listening to Sports Talk Live 95.5, Coleman, Alabama.
So here's a song that I found all the way back when we were testing out the radio station a year ago. Going to play this one to carry you on towards summer. Hope you get a good laugh out of it. Live 95, Coleman's independent radio station, WRJM-LP, Coleman.
Greetings, Kermit the Frog here. And today I'd like to tell you a little bit about the color green. Do you know what's green? Well, I am, for one thing. You see, frogs are green, and I'm a frog, and that means I'm green, you see? It's not that easy being green. Having to spend each day the color of the leaves, when I think it could be nicer being red or yellow or gold or something much more colorful like that. It's not easy being green. It seems you blend in with so many other ordinary things, and people tend to pass you over 'cause you're not standing out like flashy sparkles in the water or stars in the sky. Green's the color of spring, and green can be cool and friendly like, and green can be big like an ocean, or important like a mountain, or tall like a tree. When green is all there is to be, it could make you wonder why. But why wonder, why wonder? I am green, and it'll do fine. It's beautiful, and I think it's what I wanna be.
We're the all-new Live 95, WRJM-LP, Coleman.
Please sleep, my darling, sleep. The
life for inspiration never reaches ears on distant stars. And every night our lonely planet slides across the universe. And I won't pretend I understand. Sleep, my darling, sleep. Your death by information won't disturb the peace on distant stars.